the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I forgot.
Which are you
hour?
Okay?
And I was just trying to figure out which hour we are. So I made sure we went down the right straight. Yes, it does, because we do different things in different hours. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a few minutes with his overview of what's going on in the medical world. And then later in the hour, we're going to meet a fellow named Alton Brown.
I love him. Yes.
Why do you love him?
He's on the Food Network, and what's really cool about Alton Brown is that he explains like the science behind cooking things. So it's not just like throw some spinach in a pan. He tells you how the steam will cook the spinach, you know? So it's kind of science lesson time.
Do we really care how the spinach is cooked?
You will when he's here, so it's not pretty, Dougie.
Okay. All right. The science behind cooking. I find that interesting and amusing. I have a big smile on my face, and I don't know why. But listen, take it from me, folks. It'll be worth it. Hugs and kisses to him and to them. The North Carolina voter ID law. I hesitate to bring this up because Roberta is here. But I'm going to take a big chance.
It's okay. I already had my say earlier. So
right.
All right. So here, in case you haven't heard the story, yesterday the governor of North Carolina, a genius named Patrick McCrory, who admitted as he signed the bill that he hadn't read it. All right. So as soon as he signed, by the way, I think this is a good bill. I think this guy's a Moroni.
I don't think he needed to read it, actually.
He didn't need to read. What an idiot. Why do you say you're concerned?
Yeah, you just shut up.
I'm just signing this bill. I don't know what it says. But
it's kind of like when they got rid of the entire space program in a bill that they slipped in front of Obama to sign. It's like you didn't hear him come out and say, hey, I didn't read it. You know, we all knew it was an accident. But
of course, right. The pen slipped into my hand. All right. Anyway, so the voter ID bill signed into law yesterday, civil rights groups filing lawsuits to challenge it, which, of course, as most people know who have a brain, this is nothing but common sense. What it would require is everybody in the state to have a picture ID to safeguard against voter fraud. Exactly. Even Roberta agrees.
Good.
Even Roberta agrees.
We've agreed a couple times today, Roberta. Right.
I know. We are the media.
Write this down.
I've been alerted.
Anyway, I just think that, and this is, I guess, a quasi-political statement, that the party that tries to have, and you vote in that party, Roberta, probably more than the rest of us, the idea of not having adequate forms of ID, it's unfathomable that you could fathomable. How do you pronounce it?
It's hard to understand.
It is. Thank you. It's hard to understand how anybody would be against this. But apparently a lot of young voters and blacks and Hispanics are, and they're the groups that are fighting this. And
it makes no sense. I mean, why would you fight it? I mean, you have to have ID anyway in this world. You can't fly without ID.
Yeah. You can't buy cold medication without ID now.
You can't do anything.
Can't do anything.
All right, so we're in agreement on that. So that's we've sort of brought you up to date on that. Thank you very much. Dr. Jack here to update you on some important medical stories and news. In just a moment, this is Good Day.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buying a new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dive bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
You
too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick.
For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
No Woody, no James, a few dollars got me in, you know.
Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
Let's get it started.
The school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
The time for being serious has arrived. Dr. Jack Stockwell is with us. He is a practitioner in Salt Lake City, Utah, of the method known among chiropractors as NUCCA treatment, N-U-C-C-A. He's one of 24 board-certified doctors who are able to do things with your neck that are probably necessary. You just don't know it. So he also runs in his practice a lot of courses, if you will. He's teaching people through his wife, as much as anything, how to eat well, what sorts of things will influence you and your health in a nutritional way. He's basically an all-around doctor who understands how the body works. So with that in mind, I ask you about aspartame and all of the other. There's a lot of discussion always about sweeteners, artificial sweeteners. You don't want to use raw. Well, yes, you do. You want to use raw sugar if you're going to use sugar. You don't want to use refined white sugars or some of the other things that are probably that were sugar substitutes, Jack, but they're just as bad, if not worse, for you in many ways, right?
Well, anytime you add something artificial or synthetic to the human body that the body does not recognize as being food, it has to have a certain reaction to it. And the primary reaction is to try and get it out of the body as fast as it can. And when some of this stuff comes into the body in a combination like aspartame that has phenylalanine in it, it has something that breaks down into formaldehyde and a couple of other combinations here that once it hits a certain temperature, which of course is what the core body's temperature is, these things break down into separate components and it just greatly multiplies the problems that the body's having. Now there's a big promotion. I don't know if it's McDonald's. I'm not sure who it was. I heard in the news trying to come out and justify the fact that they're continuing to do Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, even though those sales of those particular products have dropped a bit because people are becoming more aware of what's going on, and the symptoms associated with this stuff, muscle spasms, weight gain. You'd think that people would drink diet drinks for weight loss, but they're putting on weight because it drives the body to a greater hunger. Rashes, depression, fatigue, hearing loss, vision problems, insomnia, tachycardia with the heart, irritability, and then previously existing problems, brain tumors, multiple sclerosis are worsened, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes. I mean, the list goes on and on. Fibromyalgia, when I can get some of my fibromyalgia patients off of diet drinks, it's amazing how quickly a lot of that systemic pain begins to disappear. This stuff is pure and simple a poison. Anything synthetic put into the human body is going to have, to some degree or another, a poisonous effect. This stuff isn't benign. You can't just take something that the body, over the thousands of generations we've been here, does not recognize as food and expect it to just kind of pass right on through like the change of a direction of the wind. The body must react to it. And when it's not food, the reaction is not good.
So it's like eating batteries.
You got it.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah, let's just chop up our little AA batteries and mix them in our chocolate chip cookies and see what happens. I mean,
more and more people, though, I think, are becoming aware of this problem, don't you? I mean, we've talked
about
labels and stuff.
Then how do we measure the public consciousness other than the flow of cash? And when something begins to have lesser sales taking place in the general national market, there's something else has happened. Something has replaced it, or there's a greater consciousness that we need to avoid it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of people who are not conscious. You can tell that by looking at them. And then others who are very conscious, who are eating well and exercising and doing the things that are necessary to keep yourself on the straight and narrow.
Well, there's still people out there arguing about whether a sugared soft drink causes weight gain or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as long as they keep this stuff out there and argue like there's some big public debate as to whether taking all of this refined sugar in the body every day, and who hasn't gone into a convenience store in the last 2 or 3 days and hasn't seen somebody walking out with one of those 64-ounce mugs of these soft drinks?
Well, but a lot of people, I noticed that Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, who keeps his eye on what's going on in supermarket chains around the country, he's like you are. He's really down on these sweeteners, but they're used so much in drinks, and the drink department is the most profitable aisle in the supermarket. So you get people pushing this sort of thing, and it's always all about taste. So there's some common sense. You got to listen a little bit to your body, and I don't know how many people are in tune. Maybe there ought to be a course in school called Listen to Your Body.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But remember, some of these sweeteners have what are called excitotoxins. They have particular compounds in them that excite a certain area of the brain, making you want more of it.
Yeah, right.
And this is done by design.
It's nicotine.
Well, precisely.
Yeah,
precisely.
It's the same sort of thing. Sugar is all about the same. It has the same reactive proteins in it that do the same thing to the neurons in the brain, and they like it. It's pleasurable.
Well,
it's like
that's
sex.
Well, precisely. And the area of the body that the release of serotonin is what we're talking about here, and the orgasmic effect of sex releases a blast of serotonin. The cocaine releases a blast of serotonin. Enough of processed sugars releases a blast of serotonin, and it hits that pleasure sensation area of the brain.
That's
so
it.
Even, you know, just drinking a drink, all of a sudden you know, wow, ooh, this feels great, I need more, and then that hidden pleasure drives you for more of it. They know what they're doing.
Yep, they sure do. They want to hook you on it, so you keep buying and buying and buying and buying, and people are doing, again, because Phil says that aisle where all the Coca-Cola and the Pepsi-Cola and Mountain Dew and all that other crap is the most profitable in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah, a few cents per can is all that stuff costs.
Yeah. All right, Jack Stockwell, check out jackstockwell.com, and you'll want to check around and see what he has to say in his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. Dr. Jack Stockwell here with his visit on Good Day.
No Woody, no jeans, a few dollars got me in now.
Because mom's gonna be rushing your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Heard about party night just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there.
That Dougie gonna be there? Is that what that lyric line? Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Is it?
Let's do the
good. Nobody's answering my question. This is Prince.
No intoxication. Let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me.
Dancing hot and sweaty in front of me.
Call it what you like.
All right, so Prince has joined Twitter, the purple one, on Twitter as of yesterday. I remember Prince calling the internet completely over. Apparently, he's changed his mind. He's over it being over. Posted several tweets through the account of his current group, Third Eye Girl. What do you know about that group, Jennifer?
Kenny? Third Eye Girl? Nothing.
Yeah. Kenny, you know anything about him?
It's just
I didn't
the, his latest.
Roberto, because I knew you didn't ever hear of him. Go ahead.
It's just his latest, whatever he's calling himself. In now.
Okay. So the tweets apparently poked fun at his online aversion, including a picture of what appears to be his dinner and a link to a performance that was so you put these pictures together, so like anything else, right? You'd be sort of clever with the technology. And the phrase that he's written here, catch this now before my lawyers do. And he wrote of the video, a nod to his sharp eye for video copyright violations. He issued a takedown request to Twitter's Vine for the presence of his music in some of the service's six-second videos. What's Vine?
Vine is a...
Oh, go ahead, Ken.
It's a video sharing thing from Twitter that the videos are only 6 seconds long. So it's like microblogging with a video.
Video. So it's like Twitter. You know, Twitter's 140 words. This is a 6 second video instead. But it works with Twitter. So you can actually, you can do it on Vine and then share it on Twitter or Facebook.
Uh-huh. All right. So this new live video dubbed Let's Go Crazy Reloaded is the first on Third Eye Girl's account. Perhaps a sign that more of his music, which is on not many places, right? He's very protective of his music, is he not?
Right.
And if people being able to get at it? Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing is online.
Not a thing. All right. Yeah. Well, maybe this will change that somewhat. Story, Prince joining Twitter, one of the featured stories from today's show at DougStefan.com. How many people are ready for a 2020 info quiz?
Finally.
Ready.
In.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
Finally. It's about time.
Excuse me.
Let's do it.
All right. I want you to do some figuring. You got about 10 minutes to do this. 888-302-3684. I want you to tell, you can take two approaches with this. The average number in millions of bacteria that are under your hand when it's resting on your desk.
Ew. I don't want to play this.
All right. That's one way of approaching this 50. Question.
Check, please.
This is for the audience, Roberta.
That's
and
my
you're
guess.
Not yet, you haven't been fired yet, so you're not a member of the audience. And it's likely you probably never will be fired because you have something on me. 888-302.
Really?
3684.
Let's go to cocktail.
All right. So the first part of the question, the average number of in millions of bacteria under your hand when it's resting on your desk, okay? First part of the question. Or in other words, your desktop has how many times as many grimy bugs as a toilet? Trying to figure out how dirty it is where you work. All right? Your desktop has, and it's in the hundreds, I'll give you that much of a hint. In the hundreds. You can take a guess at this. If you have a pet, you get hugs and kisses, Warren Eckstein's prize, other Doug Steffen prizes. Your desktop has how many times as many grimy bugs on it as a toilet? And what's the average number in millions of bacteria under your hand on your desk? 888-302-DOUG.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds.
Murder in Thrall is the latest mystery book from author Anne Cleland. We spoke with her about the new book and the unique way she creates her storylines.
Well, my process for writing this novel is kind of hard to explain because if you look behind the curtain, basically it's chaos. And I kind of knew it was the beginning of a series only because I kept writing the story and the story kept going and going and going and I split it up into three books. There are two kinds of writers. There are plotters and there are seat-of-the-pants writers. And I am a seat-of-the-pants writer. And that means that most of the time, I have no idea what's going to happen in the next chapter. And as a result, I just leave a lot of loose ends as I'm making my way through the first draft because I don't know what's going to be important until I get to the end. And then I finally figure out what the plot is. Then I go back to the beginning and I work my way through again. And I edit out the loose ends that didn't work out, and I flesh out the ones that are important, and voila, I end up with a story. The great thing about mystery writing mysteries is that the reader and the writer enjoy what they call the promise of the premise. And that's that the puzzle is going to be engaging without being too hard to solve or too easy to solve. And I think that's why there's like a contract between the writer and the reader, and it's a tricky balance for the author. But I think that's one of the reasons mystery is so popular.
That's novelist Anne Cleland on her latest book, Murder in Thrall.
There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Again, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen on the Dudley Good Day program. Another great American day is before you. Take advantage of it. The 2020 info quiz. This requires some medical explaining, I suppose. And so I have now refined the question due to the suggestion of one of the members of the staff, who thinks that when I ask questions like this, they become too difficult.
Too hard.
Now, that means that he thinks you don't have a brain. I disagree. I think you have a brain. But in order to accommodate those of his friends who are listening who do not have any brains, we'll sort of make this a little bit easier. I've asked, in case you're just joining us, for two answers, similar question, similar problem being addressed. So, I'll have you pick a number somewhere between 1 and 10 as to the average number in millions of bacteria under your hand when you're resting it on your desk at work. How's that? Do you feel better, Michael, about that question? Pick a number between 1 and 10.
That's good.
That represents the number in millions of bacteria under your hand when you are working at your desk. All right? That's part A of a two-part question. Part B, your desktop, then using some of the information that you may have gleaned from getting the first answer, although it's not easily connected, these two answers. Your desktop has how many times as many grimy bugs as your toilet? Is it 100 times more, 200 times more, 300 times more, or 400 times more? As we think about toilets, ew, yuck, right? New, your desk is much, much, much dirtier. Is it 100 times dirtier, 200 times dirtier, 300 times dirtier, 400 times dirtier? All right, so we got the question, you got the idea. 888-302-3684. If you're an animal lover, you will get some hugs and kisses from Warren Eckstein. If you don't like animals, we don't like you, so you get no prize. How's that? That pretty much takes care of it, doesn't it? You like that or
okay.
not?
Okay.
It works.
Yeah.
Right. It works. Okay.
The story of this mystery priest, the guardian angel, as he's been described by some, who prayed with an accident victim at the scene of a crash in Missouri, who was unidentified, apparently has now identified himself. Reverend Patrick Dowling said he was doing the basic job of being a priest, and that most of the credit goes to God for taking care of this woman who was injured in a rather serious automobile accident. He was coming from Mass when he came upon this accident. An alleged drunken driver had hit this girl, and she was pinned in the front seat of her car. Kathy Lenz was her name, clinging to life when she asked rescue crews to pray with her. That's when first responders said the priest, Father Dowling. Wasn't Father Dowling?
That was a TV show, yes.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
He showed up.
This
Father,
is a great story, though.
Father, yeah, this is a good story. Father Dowling just showed up to pray with her. And he prayed over her, gave her the anointing of the sick and absolution. He left, didn't appear in any of the photos or videos taken near the scene. He was eventually apparently identified because the girl was asking about him. She was airlifted to a hospital, had broken legs, broken ribs, and she asked for him, and he went to meet her in the intensive care unit of the hospital. So,
is that cool? Like a miracle.
Superb. Yeah, it's a superb story. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Good for him and good for her. It's time we gave some of the priests, the majority of them, that do a good job, they're doing the work that they're supposed to, they're doing the work that they understand they're supposed to. We can have our criticisms of the way the church is run. We can have our criticisms of the people that go down the wrong path when it comes to their sexual preferences and all that sort of thing. But when they do a good job, then it ought to be acknowledged. And I think that's why I told you that story, frankly. I'm tired of all the... I mean, I am guilty of it myself, to be honest with you. I've taken shots at Catholic Church for years, taken shots at priests, probably because... Do I admit this? Yeah, I do. Because my former wife was a nun. I think you, most of the people on staff know that Tony, who was my first and only wife, she... had come out of a convent because she was having an affair with a priest. Couldn't handle it and get out. And the first person she met when she got out was me.
Lucky guy.
Yeah. We had a lifelong friendship and a love that wasn't really a deep... it wasn't a physical love, but it was a love of...
Well, you did it two children.
We had enough activity to get the two kids out. But, you know, other than that, it was... All right, enough of that story. Let's see if we can take a shot at the answer to this question before
well,
we...
Well, you know, without Rich McFadden here, you go into all sorts of dangerous territory, boss.
It's okay.
You know?
Thank you.
No
you can,
to,
you
no
can play the role
you,
of Richie.
So to keep you, you know, straight
okay.
and narrow.
Alton Brown from the Star Food Network is going to join us in a few minutes.
Poor guy.
All right, let's see. I didn't think that was bad. Did you think that was bad? What was wrong with that?
Yeah. TMI.
All right. Larson in Alaska. Is that where you are?
Yes.
Interior Alaska, as opposed to exterior Alaska. Probably better to be interior most of the year. All right. So what's the answer? Can you put a number to either of these two questions about the number, average number of bacteria in millions under your hand when it's resting on your desk?
I say 1.3.
Okay. That's not the right answer. I'll give you a shot at the other part of this. Your desktop contains 100, 200, 300, 400 times as many bugs as a toilet.
Oh, you said your desktop contains...
I'm asking two questions. One of them is about your desktop.
This is a bonus question.
And the average number of bacteria that are on it, and then comparing that to how many bugs there are on a toilet.
Pick four. Can I pick four for him?
Mine was too hard.
The guy just hung up.
Yeah, because it was confusing. You didn't know what you were talking about.
What do you mean? I know what I was talking about. What are you talking about?
I pick four.
That's rude.
I love you.
I love you too. But that doesn't mean...
Can I play for him?
All right. What you can do is... we got to get Alton on here in a minute.
Maybe Alton would like to play. No, Alton's a smart guy. Maybe he knows the answer, so let's ask him.
All right, Alton Brown is here, served as the culinary commentator
no
of the
pressure, though.
Food Network's Iron Chef America for 11 seasons, hosted the next Iron Chef for 5. He joined the Food Network Star in 2012 and is in the show's 9th season. How can you be on a network since 2012 and be in the 9th season? What am I missing in my math here, Alton?
Well, I've been on Food Network since 1999. I've only been on Food Network Star 2 years, but it's in its 9th season. I just wasn't in the other seasons, which is why everybody's already forgotten about them. Except for maybe Guy Fieri, who actually got famous because he won one of those.
He did. He's done a really nice job for himself, actually.
So before we get to that, we were running a... we have on this program what we call 2020 news quizzes, info quizzes, that sort of thing. I ask a question, and you come up with an answer, you're in a swell prize. So...
what's the prize? If I had a play, I want to know what the prize is.
Well, the prize...
That's our question, too.
Do you have,
what's in this for me?
No, hold on just a second. Do you have a dog or a cat?
I have a dog. I have two dogs and two cats.
All right. Okay. So what's in it for you is a supply of Hugs and Kisses, which is a wonderful product that's aimed at bringing vitamins and minerals to your dog, your cat, provided to us by Warren Eckstein, the pet expert. Hugs and Kisses is what you get. All right.
Screw that. I'll take the Rice Aroni. I want something else. that's like the dullest prize ever.
And a year's supply of Rice Aroni.
If I want them to have vitamins, I'll shove Flintstones down their throat. All right, let's play. You're losing me here. Let's play.
I don't want to lose you. That's certainly nothing should come between you and me, Alden, at all. The average number of bacteria in millions under your hand when it's resting on your desk. Some number between 1 and 10 in the millions. Bacteria under your hand on your desk.
3.
Wrong.
3 million, okay.
10. How do you know what's under my hand on my desk? I've got an electron
average.
Microscope. I can back this up with sound science.
Really?
You could.
I have my own instincts. Thank you very much.
If you had great instincts, you wouldn't be in radio. Come on.
No. Maybe if I had great instincts, I wouldn't have you on with me on the radio. That might be how it works.
That's probably true, too. All right. No. So I screwed that one up.
All right. Let's get to Cutthroat Kitchen.
Thank God. Something I know something about. The answer is 3 million.
No, the answer is 10 million. But it's okay.
But Alton has to wash his hands a lot. He's in the kitchen, so maybe,
That could be it. All right, so Jennifer is a cooker, and Roberta are cookers.
Cookers?
I'm not a cooker, and I don't watch these shows. So what I probably ought to do is turn this over to Roberta and to Jennifer.
Wash your hands. And go wash your hands.
I could probably do that. I'll wash out my mouth. By the way, Alton is here to promote, among other things, the 13-episode series that starts this Sunday at 10 Eastern Time on the Food Network. This is Cutthroat Kitchen. And so,
it premiered last Sunday.
Bad information.
We're already a huge hit, and now we're moving into our second show.
Really?
Yeah.
$100,000 in cash? That's nothing compared to Hugs and Kisses I was going to give you for your role.
So what's the premise of the show, Alton?
And I want to know, what does cutthroat mean?
Yeah.
Well, it means that you've got to be cunning. You've got to be willing to cut somebody. So not literally, but figuratively. It is an actual game show as opposed to just a culinary competition. So there's actual gameplay, there's strategy. And the kind of interesting feature is there are three cooking rounds. But at each cooking round, we have an auction where I auction off certain devices, special ingredients, things that you could either use to your own advantage should you win them, or you can give them as disadvantages to one of your opponents. And that's where the cutthroat angle comes in, because if you're not willing to play that, you're not going to win.
Well, is there food at the end that people like taste and eat?
There are three cooking rounds, and a judge tastes at each round, but the judge is kept sequestered during the action so that he or she does not know what kind of terrible sabotages have gone on and what people have had to deal with. They only care about what's on the plate. So the judge then eliminates somebody at the end of each round, and that leaves us with just one person. But that one person that wins only gets to walk away with the money that they have left over. I give out $100,000 at the beginning of the show, $25,000 to each chef, so they can use in the auctions.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to spend very wisely, because they could buy everything in sight, but they'll only walk out with bus fare.
So what are some smart buys then? Like, what are like your go-to products? Like, if you were playing this game, what would you spend your cash on?
Well, see, that's the thing. I'm the one who decides what is up for auction.
Uh-huh.
So I might auction off the right to have exclusive use of salt in the kitchen, or I might auction off the ability to reach into your opponent's baskets and steal one of their ingredients, or I might auction off a Swiss Army knife that you could then give to one of your opponents and take away all of their kitchen knives. So it's back. At every round, I have three items. Oh, it's pretty, we have a good bit of, evil fun planning these things. I mean, I might auction off the right to, you might be able to make one of your opponents give up all their hand tools and make all of their tools out of aluminum foil. We actually did that.
Oh, my goodness.
So do you think of these things on the fly, or do you know what going into the show?
Because here's the thing. We have to plan them out in advance, and it's actually really complicated, because if what we have to work out is, okay, well, what if one opponent gets stuck with say, all three of the option items in a round, would they still be able to maybe survive that? Because what we don't ever want is to have, you know, say two opponents just gang up on an opponent, spend all of their money to get rid of that person. We never want that to happen. We always want that a person to be able to survive. So we have to test everything in combination to make sure that if you really did get stuck with several sabotages, that you'd still be able to cook.
So what do you have, like guinea pig chefs that come in and test these things?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
I mean, you can test out a fair amount of it on paper, and then we've got a pretty deep and talented culinary department on the show. But sometimes that's exactly what you have to do. You got to test it on monkeys.
Wow. Now, do the chefs get, like, certain ingredients, or can they pick whatever they want?
At each round, I will tell them a specific dish they have to make, and I have a very large pantry there, and I give them 60 seconds to shop for everything they need to make that dish.
Wow.
All right, so
they got to know what they're doing.
Alton Brown and the Food Network star, Cutthroat Kitchen, on the Star Food Network. Which way do you say it? Food Network Star or Star Food Network?
No, it's an actual show called Food Network Star. It ended last Sunday. It was a big... If you're not a Food Network guy, you're just not going to know. No.
Yeah, I know about that one. That's a good reality show.
Yeah, Food Network Star. But that ended on last Sunday. We had
all right, so you had to get off the street and they came up with something else to give you to do.
That's right.
Yeah, pretty much. Sure. You know, it was unemployment.
All right, so here's the deal. I want to know what your favorite meal is that you cook for yourself.
That I cook for myself? You know what? At the end of the day, give me a steak.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I find that chefs tend to eat the simplest way.
Yeah, really. I mean, give me a decent piece of meat and let me cook it, and I'm good. We're done.
All right. There you go. Alton Brown. The show started last weekend. Get it this Sunday, 10 o'clock Eastern on the Food Network. Alton, good to have you here. Thanks. 13
Thanks,
for the hour.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl, your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here. Here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about locomotives. Now, when you hear that word locomotive, do you find a secret in that word? Well, I do. And the secret is the word, you got it? Motive. Can you imagine that? A big, powerful engine that actually takes lots of cars and takes them across the tracks from one destination to the other. That's a locomotive. That also teaches us about motivation, because listen to this. The word loco, L-O-C-O, means from a place. And, of course, the word motive means causing a motion, and that's how we get it together for locomotive. So here's the question of the day. Are you the locomotive of your life? Are you the one that's going from one destination to another, causing motion, having a tremendous amount of motivation to get you there, to bring everybody there with you? You are the engineer of your locomotive. It's that motive that drives you to a new destination. Enjoy. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment,
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Steve Martin's voice here. This is from the movie Little Shop of Horrors. The song's called Dentist. Man, this goes back to 1986. Ooh.
Wow.
And do you realize Steve Martin's 68 years old today?
Woo.
God love the guy. I don't think he looks it, takes good care of himself, and he's still got a great sense of humor. I think he's one of those...
banjo.
There's a certain intimacy about Steve Martin that I like. You feel like you know him.
Yeah, he's vulnerable.
Yeah, I think maybe that's what it is.
And you know, he's becoming a dad, I think. Isn't he?
Is he?
A baby
really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Oh, really? Good for him. Congratulations. Can't imagine seeing myself as a father at this age.
60, I know.
How old is the wife?
I think in her 40s.
Yeah. 10.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ew.
All right. Let's keep moving here. You talk about me, Roberta. 888-302-3684 is telephone number for the answer to our swell quiz. The contest has 3 elements to it. They are all audio taken from the movie. We're going to play them for you, and you'll figure out from listening to it if you know where the movie is. You'll call us at 888-302-3684. Give you a chance for a swell prize if you're a pet owner. Hugs and kisses come your way. And I can tell you that the movie is another Steve Martin movie, so that may help you out. Stand by. No, let's do it right now, actually. Let's get the first clue on. You ready, Michael?
Wow! Wow! All I can say is wow!
Wow! 888-302-3684.
That's a good one.
All right, you got it? Do you know what the movie is?
I do.
Okay. All right, so that's
good.
Roberta, you don't know what the movie is.
No.
No, of course not. Next clue.
You want me to spend my money on wine you can't drink and a garden that, frankly, to me, looks like a big mowing headache. Now, it's true. That is a sculpture of a naked woman, and I can appreciate that. But otherwise, you have got to be joking.
All right. That helps some people, hopefully. 888-302-3684. Last clue. Sounds like something might go on here. All right,
that's
at any
the
rate.
Gimme clip.
Is it the Gimme Clip? Okay. I'll take your word for it. 888-302-3684. I did not see the movie, but I do like the star. This is the number one movie during this week in 1988, by the way. And Steve Martin celebrating his 60th birthday. We went through that. Get the answer and some movie news coming right up here on Good Day.
Because Kate switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her purse wants to do some cartwheels. Maybe three or four in a row. But it can't. It's a purse. It doesn't have the hand-eye coordination for cartwheeling. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice some extra cash, you'll know your purse wants to do some cartwheels. But remember, it can't. Because purses don't cartwheel. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Anybody who has movie news, welcome to contribute. I have the sequel to Hunger Games called The Hunger Games Catching Fire. Gotten a lot of attention. The announcement was made yesterday that it has its world premiere November 11th and will open in the U.S. on November 22nd this fall. So that must mean they put the thing to bed, I would guess, right?
Sounds like it, and it will be huge.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Speaking of huge, back to this date, 1998, The Avengers opened in U.S. theaters. Ray Fiennes. He and Uma Thurman played John Steed and Emma Peel. I don't think it ever really, this didn't make it. It was supposed to be a television series that played on Sean Connery, and it was good on television, but I don't think that movie was any good at all. Was it, Kenny? If I remember correctly, it didn't do.
No, it came and went very quickly, even with Sean Connery as the bad guy.
Yeah, right. I remember Sean Connery being in it. All right. Here's Steve in West Monroe, Louisiana. What's the name of our movie in question, Steve?
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes, sir. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Are you a pet owner?
Yes, sir.
All right. You'll get hugs and kisses. Hold on just a second. 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.